USA 12. And we're going to take a short break when we return. We're listening to the WLW Sports Network. We got a big finish on our way just by sensing the crowd on both sides of this ball right here on the WLW Sports Network.
D&M Cabinet Shop has beautiful outdoor cabinetry for you. WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry is waterproof and weather resistant, with three beautiful colors for you to choose from, four stylish door designs, and an array of handles. Your outdoor cabinets will be able to withstand anything Mother Nature can throw at them. Pounding rain, hot summers, or even snowy winters are no problem. Call D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth today to order your WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
First and 10 for the USA Patriots. It's a handoff right up the middle out to about the 35-yard line from the 38-yard line. It's a 3-yard gain for Connor Gettle. Brings up a second down and 7 as USA continues to march down that field after that ugly timeout, their first of the second half, with 4:45 left in the fourth quarter. 20-12, ugly leads by 8, but USA not trying to knock on the door.
Nolan Van Erp, Adam Weber combining for the tackle there. Ball placed right down at the Bearcat 35. Second down and 7 upcoming for the Patriots.
Working off the right hash, left right across your radio. Zimmer under center, hands it off to Suber. Across the 35-yard line, down to about the 34-yard line. It's going to be a hard-earned 1 yard for Chase Suber. Third down, 6 to go, with now just 4 minutes and some change left in regulation. An 8-point ball game.
Adam Weber in on that tackle as well. Now finding a way to get into the backfield. Suba ran right into his arms. Weber able to pull him down after a short gain. Third down and 6. See if the Patriots can keep this momentum going and get another first down.
A critical third down conversion needed if they want to keep this one and extend it into extra innings. A handoff to Connor Gettle coming to the near sideline. Cuts back inside. Has the first down by about a yard. And that is going to be an 8-yard gain for Connor Gettle, and enough to move the chains by about a yard and a half. A first down for USA.
Really impressed with USA. If they've mixed up their tailbacks, mixed up the play calling, you just don't know who's going to get the ball next. I truly believe in crunch time, you know Connor Gettle's going to get the ball. But in this down, three different backs touched the football, and they were able to find their way to another first down. And now it's the Bearcats reeling, trying to figure out how they're going to slow down, stop anything, this Patriot offense.
Austin Bruschi on that tackle. It's a handoff to Nash Morton coming around the left side. And there's nice tackle made by Adam Weber, pulling him down from the backfield after a gain of just a yard of the 25-yard line. Second down at 9 yards to go for USA. 3 minutes, 8 seconds left into the fourth quarter. Clock continues to roll. USA with all three timeouts.
Adam Weber progressively getting better in this game. You didn't really hear much about him in the first half, but he's made two or three tackles on this drive alone. Coming up big in the fourth quarter for that Bearcat defense. Can somebody help him out?
Less than 3 minutes to play now in regulation. It's a handoff up the middle to Cody Pulaski. He's out for the running to about the 21-yard line. That'll be a game of 4 yards. Nolan Van Erp and Adam Weber on that tackle. And stop for the Bearcats. A 4-yard gain, third down, 6 yards to go. Maybe even 5, according to the spot. 5 yards to go on third down from the 21-yard line of Ubley territory.
2.5 minutes to go in the quarter. The clock is ticking down. This is all Patriots here. This is their drive, their time. Ubley won't get the ball back unless it's because of a turnover. We'll see if 5 yards to go, it's the tipping point. It could go either way, but you know USA is going to try for it on fourth down if they don't get it here.
T formation. Zimmer keeps it for himself, cuts back inside, and he meets a slew of white jerseys right at the 20-yard line after a gain of just 2 yards. Rosenthal on that bottom of that pile. stopping Zimmer in his tracks.
I think you could give the tackle to the entire defensive line if you wanted to, maybe split it four ways, because Nathan Partika, Halleck, Rosenthal were all in on that stop, combining to the ball. No gain, maybe a gain of one that looks like they might
That's
give
That's about
them.
It, yeah.
So fourth down and four. This is the game for USA. They need to complete this for a first down. Otherwise, Ubley will be able to kneel it and run the clock out.
1:28 left in the fourth quarter. Fourth and four from the Ubley 20. USA needs to convert to stay this, keep this one alive. Zimmer rolling to his right, back to pass, into the air, into the end zone. It is up and it is incomplete. Broken up by double two defenders of white jerseys all over. Number five, Jeremiah Hahn. That was in Hahn's hands and broken up in the end zone. And this is a turnover of downs with a minute 17 left.
Spicer in coverage, but Jeremiah Hahn, able to use his size, goes up and gets the ball, gets it in both hands. And as he comes down from the other direction is number 10, Ethan Lemke, the star running back for the Patriots, plays defensive back, comes over and is able to knock the ball out of his hands while Spicer's recovering, trying to tackle him, knocks the ball away harmlessly to the ground. And what a sigh of relief for the Bearcats. And just like that, the Bearcats take over the football with a minute 17 to go, up eight.
20 to 12, a minute 17 left in regulation. And USR Ubley's just going to keep this one on the ground as they have all game long. And this is a handoff right up to about the 24-yard line, bottom of the pile. Ethan Lemke once again with all three touchdowns. And we have a timeout called by USA trying to conserve as much time on this clock as possible. It's a 4-yard gain, maybe actually 5-yard gain for Ethan Lemke on that one. And things are going to have to go right in a big stop here if USA wants to get the ball back here.
Well, USA is going to have to burn all of their timeouts and force a punt. They won't have a lot of time left, but they'll have an opportunity to make something happen. And we know Landon Zimmer's thrown a nice ball tonight, Clark, so I wouldn't rule it out. But they're going to have to force a 3-and-out by the Bearcats. 5 yards on the first play isn't necessarily a good start, but they still have a chance to stay in this game thanks to timeouts. It's obviously low chance, but a chance is better than none.
Yes, indeed, Dave. Time of possession. USA with 31 minutes. Ubley with 15 minutes, 43 seconds before this drive started.
It sure feels like USA has had the ball a lot. The difference is when Ubley had the ball most of the first half and in the third quarter, they scored so quickly that it just felt like Ubley was dominating this game. But as the game has progressed, this USA team has slowly looked better every series and every quarter has gone by.
Second down, 5 to go, and it's a handoff right at the middle, and it's actually going to be a tackle for a loss as they're going to be USA's defense going to bring them down in the backfield for a 3-yard loss, and we have another timeout. This will be the second timeout, 1:07 left in regulation. Just 4 seconds come off the clock on that play. 3-yard loss. Pick your running back there. We have had no shot at seeing that one. But with 1:07 left, Ubley trying to convert here to put this one in the freezer.
It was Lemke again, Clark. Obviously, give it to your best guy in this situation. If not, you give it to your most sure-handed guy, guy you trust the most. And this coaching staff loves Ethan Lemke from last year. He's done a really nice job in this game already, off to a good start. But the Patriots knew it was coming. They swarmed to the football, an all-out risk. They say, hey, we got to just guess and make sure that nobody beats us, and it can't be Lemke. They take him away, make the tackle for loss, maybe 3 yards or so. And now a minute 7 to go, down 8. USA 3rd and 8, got to try to stop Ubley here one more time. Ubley should keep it on the ground, punt it away, and trust their defense to come through one more time.
Sweeney under center, and it's going to be a reverse to Lemke. Lemke has room to run. He has the first down still on his feet out to the 35-yard line. And forward progress finally brings him down to the 37, and that one is going to be done with as we approach less than a minute and just one timeout left for USA and a new set of downs for the Ubley Bearcats. This one just put it in the chest freezer.
Yeah, that about a 12-yard run or so for Lemke, and he did come from the wide receiver position in reverse fields. He, as soon as he got the ball, though, behind the quarterback, he planted his foot, went straight ahead north and south, and was able to find his way to the first down marker, get a couple extra, and put the icing on the cake for the Bearcats. With just 55 seconds left to go, they're going to be able to kneel, run the clock out, and start this season at 1-0.
First and 10, Sweeney under center, waiting for the back judge to put his hand up, which signifies 10 seconds left of the play clock. And waiting for that, there's the snap and the kneel. And just 35 seconds remain. We're going to have more than likely just one more snap, and this one's going to be in the books. And Ubley's going to start out the season at 1-0 in this cross Greater Thumb Conference Classic matchup.
I'm very happy, Clark. It was actually a very good game. Ubley got off to a start, and we all kind of looked at